The laws of prayer, we're up to in chapter 117, we're up to subsection 2. So over here it says, Ad Mosai Shoyalin Hagishomim, up to when do we ask for rain? We said that we start the rain, ask for rain, depending on Israel or Babylonia, and then we follow, as we brought down the opinions, we follow the tradition of Babylonia, which 60 days from the tekufa, from the season, that's when we start, which is by us the 4th or the 5th of December. But up till when now, the question is, do we ask for rain? Atfilas ha-mincha sha'arev yom tevadishin shel Pesach. Until mincha of erev of the first day of Pesach. There is the first and the second day. So the mincha of the erev of the first day of Pesach, you stop. We'll see, so we'll modify this statement because we actually ask until Musaf, as we'll see in a minute. From then and on, that it means Mincha, right before Yontav, the last prayer before Yontav Pesach, we stop to ask, just like we stop to mention in the Bracha of Morid Mashiv Ruch Morid HaGeshem. We no longer say Morid HaGeshem, and we no longer ask for Geshem. So we stop both the mentioning of Geshem and also the asking for Geshem. Vafilu Koidem Shepoiskim Lahaskir, even before you stop mentioning. Keep going. Shetov Yishil Belel Yom Tev Tfilas Choyil. Say, for example, the person started, made a mistake, it comes to davening the first night of Pesach, and he's doing the Amida, so he started davening a weekly Amida. V'nizikar achar shehizchil birchas hashonim, so he was saying a weekday Amida, so he's, of course, during the Yom Tov Amida, there's no birchas hashonim, because we only say the first three brachas, we don't have birchas hashonim, but he made a mistake, and he started davening the weekday Amida, and he started saying birchas hashonim, shutzorich ligmar oisa bracha, so the halacha is that you need to finish that blessing, that your middle kemoshi is bar v'simen, Reish Samaches, as say in the section 268 over there, Siv Beis. So over there, what do you do? So Lo Yoimar Bav is saying Talu Motor. He should not say over there, we saying Talu Motor. Chare Ap Lahaskir Hoyo Min Hadin. So he says, and what happens? So technically it's hard to find a scenario in which the person would have to say Birchas Hashanim on Yontav. But in this case he made a mistake and he davened the weekday Amida by accident. So he needs to finish, but still, even though he did not say, he didn't stop saying Merid at all. Because he should have stopped even at the night time. Elo sheichrad musaf, but the only thing that delayed it by musaf shein ko ha'am mitzuyim beis hakneses belaylo, because all the people are not in the shul at night time. V'yu agudis agudis k'moshin is bayir b'simen kuf yudalet. Im kein. So therefore, by the Shaila, when there is the rest of the community doesn't ask, you shouldn't ask. It's a very interesting halacha. I made a mistake in the beginning when I started learning this, because I realized, I said, it's the first of all is that the Birchas Hashanim does not apply, does not come on Shabbos and Yontav. So on the normal circumstances, we don't have that. So actually, we learned earlier that Morid Atol, Mashiv Ruch Morid HaGeshem, sorry, we will say all the ways up till Musaf. That's what we said, because of the reason it brings down over here. But in this case, even if he finishes the bracha of Baruch, of Birchas Hashon and Baruch Aleinu, he still should not say V'sein Talam Otar, although he is still saying Mashiv Ruch Morid HaGeshem, still standard. Afu Lo Yishon. V'chem Shabbat El Shabbos. The same thing is, let's say that the time of saying Baruch Aleinu, it comes out Friday night, V'to yochid, person, individual, makes a mistake with spalel shol choil, and he davened a weekday. Lo yishal, he still should not ask. So this would be in a normal case, on any, let's say, on any Friday. Davening Friday night, right? And you make a mistake. And you started to say Baruch Aleinu. An individual made a mistake and he started davening a weekday, saying Baruch Aleinu. So the question is, Lo Yishal. So he should not say V'sein Tamakim Shat Sibur Lo Yishilu Hadayin. Because the community hasn't started yet.
There's always that, I think there's a couple of months where you don't say the winter tal matar the bracha, but you say earlier, you say the winter mashiva ruach umarid hageshem.
Mashiva ruach umarid hageshem, as we learned the whole time before, you will say starting from Shmini Atzeres,
right,
and the same Talamotar we only start either Zayin Cheshvan or 60 days from the Tkuva.
Right, that's what I mean. There's a little period of time where
yes,
you're doing the winter on one spot.
Yeah, no, I said so. Starting from Shmini Atzeres,
summer on the other.
Yes, that. But in those days, there is no on Shabbos and Yontif. I think B'cheni Mashaylihi B'leil Shabbos. I think what he's talking about when you start to ask, when you start saying the same Talamotar is on Shabbos. So let's say Zayin Cheshvan or the 60th day of the Tkufa turns out to be on Friday night. So at that point and the person makes a mistake and he says the bracha Baruch Aleinu. So the community hasn't started saying it yet because it's Shabbos. They haven't started saying it yet because they're saying the right bracha. So he says, Lo Yishal, this person, even though he made a mistake and he's going to finish his bracha of Baruch Aleinu, should not finish Kivin Shatzibu Lo Yishchila Adayin, because they haven't started yet. Shayochid Nigach Hatzibu Chomokim. But then I don't understand, if my interpretation is correct, I don't understand why only if it's on the night time, the night of Shabbos. What about if the Shaila is on the same thing as the day of Shabbos? If the beginning of the Shaila is on the night of Shabbos,
what would override the other one?
No, but so if Leil Shabbos, Mishpacha Shel Chol. In other words, the same thing would happen with the Shachris Musaf. If he makes a mistake, if he's trying to say that they haven't started yet because they're waiting, let's say the day you have to start is the 7th day of Cheshvan, right? And let's say the 7th day of Cheshvan is in a Shabbos. Okay? So you can't start saying the same Talamotar because there is no Bracha Baruch Aleinu. If the person makes a mistake and he does say the Brichas Hashanim, so he's saying to them, don't say Saint Talamotar because the community isn't saying it yet. He goes, that's what I understand, but then that wouldn't be specific to Leil Shabbos. The same, that would be for every of those tefillahs. Something is, I'm missing something over here. No, Chag, because it's no Chag then. Zayin, Cheshvan, there's no Chag. Okay, so there's no, but there would have been, I'm not sure, Avulu Yishon. No, not Elish Achlan Musav. In other words, I'm not sure. I mean, the Saint Talamotar begins on Zayin Cheshvan. I'm not sure what he's trying to say. Yeah, what are you saying? Sorry.
The person would have been on the wrong page. they were to say Baruch Aleinu, or else they were doing it by memory.
Yeah, okay. That's the way. Okay, let's go further. I got to look into that. I'm not sure what the... not sure if I'm learning it correctly. I'm not sure why is it only Leil Shabbos. If what he's trying to say, that if you ask on Zayin Cheshvan, the people can't say V'sein Talamotah because it's a Shabbos. Basically, we're saying that on the seventh day of Cheshvan in Israel, they start saying V'sein Talamotah. But what happens if the seventh day of Cheshvan comes out on a Shabbos? So you start it on the eighth day. And what happens if the person makes a mistake during the seventh day and he says Baruch Aleinu, and he has to finish the bracha? So I think what he's trying to say over here is, then in that case, you don't say Saint Talamotar still, even though, because the community didn't start until the next day, because it comes. So my question is, why would that have to do with the Friday night? That has to do with all Shabbos. It would be Friday night, it would be Shabbos morning, it would be the whole time. What difference does it make? I'm not sure. That's why I'm not sure I'm reading this correctly. I gotta go check it out.
I want to bring in an art scroll, Siddur, because I'm pretty sure it has both in here. It has the Baruch Aleinu and it has the
Mashiach. Yeah, but that wasn't the question.
No, but this was from the other day. We were showing Birnbaum doesn't have both.
No, but that's we're talking about Murid Atoll. We're not talking about Mashal Murid Geshem. We're talking about Murid Atoll. We're talking about Murid Atoll in the summer months. That's what we were saying, that the Birnbaum doesn't have it.
No, I know, but I think Art School does.
The Murid Atoll. Look, we're not talking Mashal Murid Geshem. On the summer, we're talking about the summer
month.
The Murid Atoll, that was the question. The question wasn't Mashal Ruch Murid Geshem, was not the question. The question that was Murid Atoll. Over there we had two opinions. He said that we do say Merit at all, but some people don't say Merit at all. That's what we brought in the other sitter over there. Okay, let's go finish further. Okay, so now, subsection 3, Gimel. V'im shol motor achar yom tov rishon shel Pesach. If a person makes a mistake after the first day, Yom Tov on Pesach, he asks for rain. Ben sheniskur koidim sima brocha, ben sheniskur achar kach, whether he remembers before he finished the blessing, or after he finished, he always got to go back to the beginning of the bracha. For the reason explained, Simuk Yudalit, Siv Dalit. And if you didn't remember until you finished, you went on to further brachas, and then all of a sudden you remembered that you said the same Talamotar. So then you have to go back, starting with Birchas Hashanim, and go on all the blessings from there and on. You have to add the same Talamotar and then say all the blessings from there and on. I will be explained in Simen Kuf Yutes, Siv Dalet. Siv Dalet. Im lo shal motor b'moyis hagishamim. What happens if you did not ask for rain during the winter? So we know for sure if you ask for rain during the summer or after the winter, then you're going to have to do it again. You have to go back because, and he doesn't say what happens if you finished all the Amidah already, then you'll have to start doing the whole Amidah again. So saying, asking for rain when you're not supposed to is considered to be a wrong blessing, a wrong request, and you'd have to start over from that place. Or if you finish, you'd have to start from the beginning. He didn't mention it yet. But what happens now during the rain season, you didn't mention it. You still have to go back. If you said like Murid, you said the same Talu Motor Livracha, you didn't say that, you still have to go back. Earlier we said that if you said Murid Atol in the winter, even though you didn't say Mashiva Ruch Murid Ageshen, you fulfilled but Yevet. Fulfilled your obligation. That was actually the reason why we say Merit Atoll, so that in case you forget, at least you don't have to say it over again. But over here, with regards to requesting, even though you said already be saying Tal Umotar Livracha, you mentioned do, but you didn't say rain, you still have to go back. Asking is not the same as when mentioning. Sheikh Shehiski Tal Mokum Geshem, when you mention Tal in the place of Geshem, in Machzirin I said, then you won't have to go back. Lefish Azkora, who Sidur Shvacha Shel Mokim. Because when we mention it, we do that as organizing God's praise. The fact that God brings the dew is also a praise for Hashem. Just like He brings down the dew, we're praising God for bringing down the dew rain is appraised, but dew is appraised too. Commission is by Simon Kufyu Dalad, as explained in section previously on section 114 over there in Sivav. Abel b'shaila tzarich lishol kol dover ha-mevil le-bracha. But when we're asking, you have to ask everything that brings the bracha. You can't just mention one. Hein tal, hein geshev, whether it's dew or rain. You need both of them. Hein tal ele b'makom geshev. The dew cannot count for the rain. That's what we say. We're saying tal u'matar le-bracha. You can't substitute. You can substitute a praise with using not the exact, but what we need when you're asking, you got to ask for the right thing. You have to need both. Okay. So, but what happens if you just ask for rain and you don't ask for dew? If you say v'sein motor, you didn't say v'sein tal. Ein machzirin. In l'shol tal, ein machzirin. We don't make him go back. Sheshal z'tal ein eliminik. Because asking for dew is merely a tradition, it's a custom, it's not really an obligation. The sages did not obligate one with dew, not by asking and not by mentioning, as explained over there in Simon Kuf Yud Dalad and Siv Gimel, that the dew comes down all the time. He explained over there, it's not really something which you need to ask for in the case that it comes down all the time, and therefore it's different that the Chum didn't say. So if you mentioned motor, you said the same motor, you didn't say tal, you don't have to do it again. Subsection 5, hey. Im lo shal motor. Okay, so now you didn't ask for rain in the winter. Now again, if you ask for rain in the summer, then you got to go back right away. But not asking for rain, you may still have some opportunities to fix it up, okay?
In the winter.
You can still, like, you can still fix it up at some point. Let's say you forgot. So, im lo shal motor v'nizkir koydim shitzchit tka b'shofar. The next bracha is the bracha after Baruch Aleinu, comes tka b'shofar, blow with the shofar. And you remembered before you begin the second next bracha. So you forgot, but you remembered you didn't start yet the next bracha. You ask it right there. So you say v'sein talamot l'vracha right there where you are. And that's considered as if you're asking within the blessing of Shoni Commission is by Simon Kuf Yudalad, as explained in Simon Kuf Yudalad over there with Siv Zayin. Over there we learned that as long as you didn't start the other bracha, till that point, for things that you would have to return, we consider it like still in the bracha. Things you don't have to return, it's after the bracha. Things you have to return, it's considered by the bracha, as explained over there. So therefore, in this case, you can ask right there, v'sein talamotor l'vracha, before you say t'ka b'shefer. V'im nizkar achash hizchil t'ka b'shefer, koyim nishmei tefillah. If you remembered after you said t'ka b'shefer, but before you say the blessing of shmei tefillah, which is the blessing that comes later on, when you say Hashem lists our prayers, you still don't go back. You're going to say by Shemei Tefillah. You're going to say the same Talamot Lebracha. As opposed to when he mentions, but in the beginning, if you did not mention Mashiva Ruach and Merda Gesh, you didn't say Merda at all. You didn't say anything over there. You would have to go back. Shehi Shokach. And there is no concept to say Shemei Tefillah. Shemei Tefillah, God lists our prayers. Over there we can only make up in the Shemei Tefillah things that we're asking Hashem. But for what we're praising Hashem, we can't make it up. So if one forgot to praise Hashem by saying Mashiv Aruch Merit HaGeshem, he didn't say murder at all either, but he didn't say Mashiv Aruch Merit HaGeshem, can't say he should make it up in Shemei Tefillah, because Shemei Tefillah doesn't do that. But if you forgot to ask for rain, then you can ask it in Shemei Tefillah, because that's when you're asking, you need, you can put that in over there too. If the person is fasting, and then in the Shemei Tefillah, he also has to say the prayer of Aneinu. That's when you fast, you say, Aneinu Hashem, that you ask Hashem to respond to you when you're fasting. So then you should say, give the rain and dew before you say anenu. Because asking is a more serious matter than just saying anenu. How do we see that? Because if you don't say at all, say talamotor, you don't mention the rain, you'll have to do over the Amida again. But it's different by anenu. By anenu, if you didn't mention it, you're not going to do it again. You don't have to say it again. So we see that asking for rain is a more important matter, more serious. That's why we should say that first. So first you say Saint Talamotin, you say Anenu. What happens if you remember after you say the Shema Tefillah? Before you begin to read say, you say Saint Talamotin there, that's considered like saying it in the Blessed Shema Tefillah. Then it's considered as if you're asking it in Shema Tefillah as you're asking over there. If you don't remember until you started ready to say, so if you hadn't yet moved your feet backwards, in other words, you haven't finished the Amida, you're still standing there, then you go back to the Birchas Hashanim, because you can still go back. But I mentioned earlier now, what happens if you already moved your feet back? So you finish your davening, chayzul reshet tefillah, then you got to start davening over. You can't go back to Baruch Aleinu. Im hishlim tefillosi ve'inarogu lema tachnunim achar tefillosi. But a person who completes his amida, and he doesn't usually say tachnunim after the prayer, like we say, yiyu l'rotzin el'kayin etzer l'sherim ero, we do other prayers. So by that person, once he has completed the amida, he says, Sim Sholem, he finished Avach Sabbishlo Basholem, that's the end of his prayer. So, Avbishlo Akal Raglov, even before he actually steps back, Dinekokar, he would be treated like as if he did step back because he really finished already. It's only, same thing would apply to us if a person does say these extra Tachanunim, but the same Tachanunim he completed, he said, that's the Pasha, but once you say the pasuk, that already shows that that's the end. You completed your prayer. So that means also has chadas melemeret tachnunim. So that you already made. You gave me mind. I'm finished praying, and v'nishlot v'losoy is completed. Mashibem simen tov chav beis, as will be explained in simen tov chav beis, which we don't have in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. But nevertheless, that's considered finished. So even before you moved your feet back, you would still have to do the Amida again. Basically, once you finish your prayer, moving the feet back that he mentioned over here was the end of the prayer. But he says, you don't actually physically have to move back. As soon as you're done with your prayer. So if you don't say Tachanunim at the end, then it's after the first Yiyu L'Ratzon. If you do say, it's after the second Yiyu L'Ratzon, which is in the end of the prayer. And in that case, you would have to start all over the Amida over again. So, it's a lot easier to remember these halachas if you know the rationale behind them. The one main rationale is to remember that after you finish a bracha, it's still considered part of the bracha before you're starting the next bracha. So therefore, saying V'sein Talamot L'Bracha when you finish Baruch Aleinu, or saying V'sein Talamot L'Bracha if you finished the Shema Tefillah is okay because you're still within that bracha. We also need to remember that you could say it by the bracha of Shema Tefillah. You could add in that bracha. It'll come before the Anenu prayer because it's more important. Also, you have to go back to the bracha Baruch Aleinu as long as you haven't finished the Amida. Once you finish the Amida, then you have to go back to the way beginning and start over again.